Hello, hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Samina Spin, Walking the Path of Self-Preservation. Happy Halloween. I'm your host, Samina Mughal, and welcome. Hope everyone is well this fine evening. So I hope I missed you guys last week. So I hope everyone had a great week, and I'm back on at my scheduled time. So thank you for bearing with me. And again, I'm talking about walking the path of self-preservation. I would love to hear your spin on this topic. You can call in and chat with me. The guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. I look forward to your calls. English author Samuel Butler said, "Self-preservation is the first law of nature." It is. We weren't put on this planet to not survive. We were put on this planet to live, not just live, but thrive. In the quest to live, to thrive, sometimes we have to make choices. Sometimes it even boils down to a choice between yourself and someone else. I spent a lot of my life choosing other people's needs above my own. I'm not sure what really caused me to do that. Lots of things, actually. It boils down to one main thing. I was more concerned with other people's needs than my own. I said yes to other people, even if that meant no to me. If you were someone I cared about, if you needed something, even if you're doing something stupid to begin with, I was the one to help you. Even if it cost me something, even if I didn't want to do it because it inconvenienced me in some way, I would still do it. Somehow in my mind, I had to. Indian women, in general, are made to feel like they have to be the go-to person. You have to be a good daughter, sister, wife, mother. Usually that means putting everyone else's needs above your own, especially for a family member. That right there is an instant obligation. I first started to rethink that maybe 20 years ago. I was hanging out with someone in my then boyfriend's family. We were at his family reunion. I think we were chatting cousins. Actually, he wasn't even around. I was hanging out with his stepmother, of all people, and we ran into some of his cousins. And one of his distant cousins talked about how she had a strained relationship with her daughter. She went so far as to write her daughter a letter basically saying that she wasn't going to allow her to hurt her anymore. I was really struck by that. I don't know what got her to that point. I didn't ask specifics of the situation. I just listened. I really was in awe of the fact that she took a stand for herself. It didn't matter that the person she was taking a stand against was her own daughter. Something went off inside her where she felt the need to self-protect. That really got me thinking. Why do we allow the people closest to us to hurt us? Is it their right because they say they love us? When someone really loves you, wouldn't they want to protect your feelings, protect you? All of these things came into my head. Why should I allow people to make me think that I don't matter in the equation? I started to realize that I do matter in the equation. How I feel matters just as much as how someone else feels. That took a bit of time to sink in. Even when I first came to that realization at that family reunion over 20 years ago or whatever time it was, it still took some time to really sink in. Those ideas that are ingrained in us from the time we're born, they take a little while to go away. Actually, one of my sisters was really great in that regard. She actually said the words to me that you have self-worth, you matter in the equation, you need to think about that. And one day I started to think about that, and I started to apply that in the things that I did. I will say, at the same time, there were times in my life where I dug in and chose my happiness over someone else's. When I was 15, I couldn't wait to go to college to get the hell out of my father's house. I had to get away from all these eyes and ears watching every move I made and judging it. Bless my father, he was adamant about me staying for 2 more years and attending community college. I understand that he wanted me to be practical, save money, grow up some more before running off. But 2 more years staying in that space, in that town, after high school was too long. There was no way in hell I wanted to do that. I was simmering like a volcano. I had to get out of there. Thank God for my brother who convinced my father to let me go 3.5 hours away. The poor guy caught shit every time I pissed my father off for the next 4 years. I had to choose to be happy over what my father wanted. It was the best thing I could have done for myself. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. I learned so much about life and myself going away to college. I will say that for the rest of my life. That's one of the top decisions of my life. When it really counted, I chose me. The problem was I made choices that backed me in a corner where I was forced to act on my self-preservation instincts. I didn't grasp that I wasn't obligated to anyone to do anything. That also led me to essentially hide behind a quiet facade when I'm not really that quiet. It's almost like a mask I wear, the quiet, demure Indian girl. Sometimes it backfires on me because it causes people to think I need help or need to be saved or whatever, I can't handle whatever's going on. Are you okay? And they do things to draw me out. And it's like, no, I'm okay. I will say there have been times if I'm in a new situation, I can really take a back seat. In the past, it was me making sure I don't let you suck me into some of your bullshit of your own creation. If I was in a situation that was making me uncomfortable, most of the time, I convinced myself whatever the situation was no big deal. I can rearrange this thing or that thing, or this person will be really screwed if I don't help them. Never mind the fact that they fucked up to begin with. I had to help because I was in a position to. Again, I wound up getting sucked into chaotic people's lives. As much as I put the mask on to not get sucked in, I managed to get sucked in. And it really boiled down to them pulling me in and me allowing it. There were people who really wanted to be in my life. And I could care less because I can be an asshole that way. With persistence, some people were able to pull me into their life. As I look back, some people I only hung out with because they wanted to hang out with me. I felt bad, like I was being a snob if I wasn't into something or really not wanting to be around a person because I didn't enjoy their company for whatever reason. Actually, when I was in college, someone I ended up being close with did think I was a snob because I was quiet. She did say that about me. She said, "I thought you were snooty when I first met you." And I said, okay. I guess I'm not that snooty now. Sometimes when I'm quiet, it's me being in my own head. Other times, it's me filling the situation out. It's never me thinking I'm better than anyone else. I will say that. In the name of not looking like I thought I was better than anyone else and being overly concerned with how someone else feels, I experienced one of the most tumultuous times of my life. Someone came into my circle who I really didn't notice in our first few interactions. He was a neighbor, actually. Generally, since I don't really pay attention to people before I get to know them, he wasn't on my radar. I said I could be an asshole like that. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just in my own head doing my own thing. Then one day, he complained that he wanted to hang out, but I kept giving him the impression I wasn't that interested. I felt bad, And I didn't say anything, but I kind of wasn't. Again, he wasn't on my radar. And I still felt badly. So we started hanging out more and more. Then it just became exhausting to be around him. He was actually an energetic vampire. It was emotionally and mentally draining to be around him many times. It wasn't all the time, but many times. I should never have allowed it to get to that point. I allowed myself to get backed into a corner. In the end, I did choose me. I knew I would lose a lot more in that relationship than what I gained, so I chose me. Again, I could have avoided a lot of heartache if I just accepted what I wanted and what I didn't want, regardless of how it made someone else feel. That's when it really started sinking in. If it doesn't make me happy, I don't do it. Blame myself or judge myself for what I want and what I don't want. It's that simple now. I showed myself that I really learned my lessons when I had someone staying with me to help them out. And then they just turned around and ended up being more trouble than they were worth, causing me unnecessary stress. At the time that they moved in with me, that was when I published my first book. And I realized instead of enjoying my accomplishment, I was experiencing daily annoyance with this person living in my house. But she had to go. She understood and we remained in contact. Later, I walked away from another situation where I knew it wasn't going to be what I wanted and satisfy me. At least this time, I wasn't roped into being in the situation. I was invested before I allowed this person in my circle. So this person wasn't around me just because I felt bad or I didn't want to appear snooty or anything. This person was there because I liked the person. But then I saw this situation wasn't going to be good for me, wasn't going to satisfy me, wasn't going to make me happy. Then I was done. No regrets. No being overly concerned with how the other person felt or what they wanted. Because if it was their choice, I would have stuck around. But this time, I let it be my choice. I am not selfish by any means. Looking out for your own self-interest when it's important does not make you selfish. I will help people out, but only if I'm comfortable. I am kind to everyone, but if I want you in my inner circle, you're there. If I am okay with keeping you at a distance, that's fine too. I don't automatically put someone else's needs above my own. Again, if it makes me feel good, I do it. If it doesn't, I won't do it. Firm believer in if you're not happy, you're no real good to anyone else. One of my primary means of self-care is to take hikes in nature. It gives me clarity and joy. I practice yoga and meditation regularly. I do those things in the morning usually. I deliberately set that time. I deliberately set my mornings for those self-care practices, then tend to the rest of my day. I do that daily because those needs of mine matter. Like my mornings are mine. They're mine for my hikes. They're mine for my yoga, for my meditation, or just to get myself in a centered place to do what I need to do for the rest of the day. I do that daily because those needs of mine do matter. Do that every day. And your needs should always matter, especially to you. That reminds me of the best characters that was ever on television. Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. The thing I loved about her was that she was unapologetic about who she was and the love that she had for herself. It was basically, this is me, you either like it or you don't. And she kept it moving. Best things she said, I love you, but I love me more. I've been in a relationship with myself for 49 years, and that's the one I need to work on. That is the one you work on. That's the one you preserve by preserving you and what keeps you happy and alive. That doesn't make you selfish. It makes you your best self. When you're at your best, that's when you share it with others. Not when you're depleted or tired or don't have anything to give because of something that's going on. Nurturing myself is how I walk the path of self-preservation. It's a priority now. It has to be. If you like what you have heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you would like to read my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SabinaKMogul.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.